Full Report, Section 5, Potential Effects of Utilization Reviews and Standard Rates. Subsection, Impact on Costs of Outpatient Services. Recent implementation of utilization reviews and a standardized rate are primarily state efforts to contain costs while also achieving equity among providers and improving outcomes for children. Utilization reviews by the ASO are intended to help assure that children receive only the services that are necessary and appropriate for their situations. A standard rate that applies to every provider helps ensure that the state's costs are driven by the amount and quality of services it is acquiring rather than by the cost structures of individual providers. Since the rate is standard, regardless of each individual provider's actual delivery costs, one could expect that providers will work to manage their costs to a level that allows them to function within the current rate. The result is a scenario in which, by lowering or raising the standard rate, the state affects the level of costs both it and the providers can afford to bear. Theoretically, the level the standard rate is set at should represent a fair price for the service in the marketplace that also takes into account providers' costs in complying with any administrative requirements imposed upon them. Providers we surveyed reported that between 29% and 100% of their clients for children's outpatient services were main care members, with most of them having more than 80%. Changes in rates and administrative requirements cannot help but to have a major impact on individual providers that can be expected over time to affect the provider network as a whole. Two of the 12 providers indicated that rate reductions experienced in recent years have been a hardship and have required them to reduce the amount of outpatient services they provide or alter the way they provide them. Others have explored mergers or joint purchasing efforts. These adaptations on the part of providers are good examples of how a standard rate is likely to impact the provider network. Subsection on impacts on availability and quality of outpatient services. If rates are pushed so low that it is not possible to deliver the services without losing money, Maine will likely see providers leaving the network, potentially resulting in lengthy waiting lists or shortages of providers in certain geographic areas. Conversely, an overly generous rate would likely result in many new providers entering the network and potentially creating excess capacity. Quality of service may also be affected if affordability impacts providers' ability to recruit and retain highly qualified clinicians or the range of therapies they can offer. No systemic issues with either availability or quality of children's outpatient services were brought to APEGA's attention. In our discussions with parent support groups, we heard that families are mostly satisfied with the outcomes of their children's therapy sessions, although there was some frustration expressed about individual counselors who were not perceived as being flexible enough in their selection of therapeutic methods. These groups also indicated that outpatient services are actually more readily available than some other children's mental health services. They commented, however, that parents will travel a great distance if necessary to get the services their children need, and that in some cases the willingness to travel is not enough. These groups cited issues with the number of Washington County providers for certain other mental health services. They also noted that access can still be an issue even in areas where there are technically enough providers, because some providers will not take main care patients. Reasons given for this were that providers felt main care paid less than other payers or took longer to pay. Three of the 12 providers we surveyed indicated they are usually able to see a child within a week of the request for an appointment, while the others responded that the time lag is usually somewhere between 2 and 4 weeks. Some providers noted difficulty in maintaining enough qualified clinicians as a driving factor in this wait time. We asked DHHS for a wait list or related data collected regarding areas where children may not be able to access outpatient services immediately. DHHS reported that it discontinued provider reporting on waiting list data in 2008 after determining that it was not a reliable measure for various reasons. Instead, need in specific geographic areas is determined through a, quote, thorough knowledge of the geographic area in terms of what children and families are saying works for them, unquote, that exists with the DHHS regional staff. Since the outpatient provider network is still in the process of responding to recent changes in rates and administrative requirements, close monitoring will be required over the short term to ensure that any availability or quality issues that arise can be addressed quickly. Recommendation 2 in the recommendation section of this report has further discussion.